I went into the Chandler shop, some candles for to buy. I looked around the Chandler shop, but no one I did spy. I was disappointed, so some angry words I said. Then I heard the sound of a up above my head. Yes, I heard the sound of a up above my head. Well, I was slick and I was quick, and up the stairs I sped. And quite surprised was I to find the Chandler's wife in bed. And with her was a gentleman of most enormous size. And they were having a right before my eyes. Yes, and they were having a right before my eyes. Well, when the fun was over and done, the lady raised her head. And quite surprised was she to find me standing by her bed. If you will be discreet, my lad, if you will be so kind, you do pick him up with some whenever you feel inclined. Yes, you do pick him up with some whenever you feel inclined. So many a night and many a day when the Chandler wasn't home, to get myself some candles to the Chandler shop I'd roam. But nary a one she gave to me instead, just a little bit more of a to light my way to bed. Just a little bit more of a to light my way to bed. So all you married men, take heed if ever you go to town. If you must leave your wife alone, be sure and tie her down. Or if you would be kind to her, just take her down there on the floor and give her so much of a she doesn't want any more. Yes, just give her so much of a she doesn't want any more.